Blackstone Audio presents Denali's Howl, The Deadliest Climbing Disaster on America's Wildest Peak by Andy Hall. This book is read by Jim Manchester. To Melissa, who believed in me when I didn't, and to my father, who knew that putting more people at risk would not save those who were already gone. Prologue, A Stranger in the Wilderness. Joe Wilcox may not have been the first man to reach the summit of Denali, but on Saturday afternoon, July 15, 1967, he felt like it. A rare, clear day rained on the mountain outsiders call Mount McKinley. Wilcox and his three companions had savored it for the last few hours as they trudged upward on crusty, wind-carved snow. Atop the continent, Joe's deep-set eyes swept over the Alaska Range, some of the tallest and most rugged peaks in North America, reduced to so many white waves of rock and ice lapping at the mountain's base. But along with the grandeur, there was an edge of tension. After 27 days on the mountain, Wilcox knew that the window of good weather would close just as quickly as it had opened. The four men on the summit, along with the rest of their 12-man team waiting for their turn just a couple of thousand feet below, had no time to waste. Wilcox had been on the mountain for nearly a month, and as he approached the summit, the final steps seemed insignificant when compared to the tremendous effort the team had made to get there. The sweeping panorama instilled in him a sense of gratitude. He had worked hard, but that hard work did not guarantee